Last month, President Obama promised to bring home tens of thousands of American troops from Afghanistan over the next year.
But not everybody believes we've made enough progress to end our military engagements in the region.
The killing of Osama bin Laden was an important milestone, but they've still not been defeated. Still to date, Hugh, the gains we've made are fragile and they are reversible.
That was Carl Eikenberry, U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, speaking to the BBC. The drawdown begins with U.S. troops, but will affect all layers of Afghan society, all the way to preschools and mosques.
Fragile gains in a peace that has yet to be won. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, July 4th. Thanks for joining us on this holiday weekend, holiday day, even though it's early in the morning. Some people are up and ready to go.
And we're going to get a briefing from the BBC's Hugh Sykes, who's been to Afghanistan, spoken with Ambassador Eikenberry, and has a real picture of what the drawdown is going to mean on the ground in Afghanistan. But let's begin with the morning's top news stories. On this 4th of July, many fireworks shows from Arizona to Florida are canceled because of record drought and some of the worst wildfires in history. In Florida, a wildfire has burned half of the Okefenokee National Park. In New Mexico, thousands of firefighters continue to battle the largest wildfire in that state's history. And officials gave the all clear for residents to return to the town of Los Alamos. They also said there's no sign of radiation near the nuclear laboratory there. But the fire is still burning and is now threatening hundreds of buildings and ancient sites on a nearby Indian reservation.
A man-made disaster on the Yellowstone River in Montana. Federal and state officials are assessing the damage after an ExxonMobil pipeline buried under the river ruptured, leaking tens of thousands of gallons of oil. The EPA's Sonia Penack says crews are having a hard time containing the oil.
The river is flowing so fast, my understanding is they can't get boats in it. So they are putting out absorbent booms to capture the oil from the shoreline.
The EPA says it will know more about the potential damage to wildlife later today. The spill occurred about 150 miles north of Yellowstone National Park.
For the first time, the Obama administration has urged a judge to find the law defining marriage as between a man and a woman unconstitutional. The Justice Department filed a legal brief in a federal court in San Francisco in support of a lawsuit against the Defense of Marriage Act. Up until now, the administration has only said it would no longer defend the act in court, using the Justice Department attorneys. Judges at a war crimes tribunal at The Hague entered not guilty pleas to 11 charges on Ratko Mladic's behalf this morning. The former Bosnian military chief was removed from his arraignment after repeatedly interrupting the hearing and refusing to enter pleas. Mladic is charged with crimes, including genocide, in connection with the war in Bosnia.
Syrian tanks are reportedly moving back into the city of Hama after President Assad fired the governor there over the weekend. NATO says a search is underway for one of its soldiers missing in southern Afghanistan. The nationality of the missing service member was not identified. And Thailand has elected its first female prime minister. She's Yingluck Shinawatra, the sister of exiled former prime minister. He was ousted in a military coup 5 years ago. Last year, the military crushed street protests by her party, and she's now the prime minister. The military says it will not intervene and the vote will stand. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. The U.S. markets, of course, are closed for the July 4th holiday. Coming up this morning, what makes a great summer song? A tune that's kind of fun and breezy, or one that's full of hot summer passion? We're going to start our music series Remixing the Summer, creating a playlist with a man who's co-written. You may not recognize his name, Ryan Tedder, but he's written a lot of songs that you would recognize. We want you to call us with a song that is in your car speakers, on your iPod, all summer long. 877-8-MY-TAKE, that's 877-869-8253. Sing it for us, as always, if you can. Ryan Tedder will join us later this hour. First, though, we will go to the battlefield of Afghanistan as the drawdown of American troops looms. The BBC's Hugh Sykes joins us in person, in studio, to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. And in Pakistan, that's in just a few minutes.